Who's stretching who? Not me, who wants the war?
This YouTube video shows a group of Lynn English High School students gathering as if for some kind of sporting event in a clearing at the top of a concrete staircase. Then two of the girls at the center of the clearing start to battle.
Back up, back up, back up.
Yeah, back up, back up, back up, back up, back up, back up.
Yo, back up, dog.
The other kids egg the two young women on, many of them holding up cell phones to capture the fight on video, which is where we got this audio. At one point, two boys seem to break up the fight, but it only continues anew after a few seconds.
The videotape brawl has gone viral on the internet, and yesterday 29 students, the fighters and the onlookers, received suspensions from school. The two combatants may face criminal charges in Lynn Juvenile Court.
Lynn Mayor and School Committee Chairwoman Judith Flanagan Kennedy joins us now from Lynn. Mayor Kennedy, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
So, Lynn has actually taken very interesting steps in disciplining the kids who videotaped this fight. What did you decide to do about it?
Well, I think as the segment indicated, we gave progressive forms of discipline. The two students who were fighting received 5-day suspensions. The students that we could identify as videotaping, refereeing, encouraging, or otherwise having some participatory role in the fight were given 3-day suspensions, and those that could be identified as being mere onlookers were given 1-day suspensions. But I think more importantly, all of them were asked to do a little investigation into something known as the bystander effect. It was first brought to light with the Kitty Genovese case in New York City, where a woman in 1964 was attacked twice over a span of 35 minutes, and there were 38 witnesses. Since then, the story has changed somewhat, but at least when the story first came out, there were 38 witnesses, and none of them bothered to do anything about the attack.
Well, and that's what sort of gave rise to this idea that there is such a thing as a bystander effect. You've essentially asked the kids, the high school kids, to write an essay about this?
Yes. I didn't want this to be just a day off from school. I wanted them to take something away from this, and that is to learn something about the consequences of inaction. And I first thought about pre-World War II Europe and thinking of having them look into that, but that was such a sprawling topic that I thought maybe if I could condense it to one simple illustration of what happens when too many people stand around and fail to do anything to stop an injustice going on in front of them.
Well, Mayor, if I may ask you, I understand that the goal here is to sort of get kids thinking about the consequences of apathy and inaction, but in hearing the video and actually in seeing it on YouTube, the participants are one thing, the students sort of surrounding them taking video are another. They, to me, don't necessarily seem apathetic, but rather almost participants in their own way. I mean, they're the audience who were there egging them on. They weren't just sort of bystanders.
Right, and I understand. And they did receive harsher discipline as far as suspensions go. I still think that all of them can learn something about that whole phenomenon that occurs when you have a number of people witnessing an event, and there's an effect on a person's brain that says somebody else is better equipped to take care of this, somebody else will take care of it, so I have no reason to act. I mean, if you were being mugged or I were being mugged, we would be better off with one witness than we would be with 50 witnesses. And it's something I just want the kids to take something out of this that they may remember in the future when they're confronted with a similar circumstance.
Well, I actually find the idea of having to write an essay about this quite a creative solution. But I do note that you were quoted in the Boston Globe as saying that one thing does worry you. I mean, students who were quoted in the Globe said, you know, it's not really a big deal. It wasn't even that important of a fight. I'm more worried that my mom's going to take away my phone because of this. And that there may be just sort of a larger youth culture here that's really at the heart of the problem.
And I don't think that that is confined to the city of Lynn. I think that the culture extends globally. This video first popped up on a site, I think it was called World Star Hip Hop, and at the time it had gotten over 300,000 hits on that website before it went to YouTube. So obviously there is an audience for this type of thing, and it points to a much larger societal problem than just two girls fighting. It's the fact that some people are going to take pleasure out of viewing those fights. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can deal with my little piece of that in the way that I see most apt, but you do point to a much larger problem. I agree with you there.
Judith Flanagan, Kennedy is the mayor of Lynn and also the school committee chairwoman as well. Mayor Kennedy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you again for having me.